Good morning and welcome. 11 minutes after 6 in the a.m. on this, the Friday version of your favorite morning program. All right, I mentioned to you guys a couple of 3 weeks back that I had gotten a jury summons, didn't I? Didn't I tell you this?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they wanted me to serve on a day that I was traveling, so I called in and got permission to have it postponed. Well, I thought they'd postpone it for a few weeks, right? I just got it back in the mail. They apparently want me to do jury duty, which is very interesting. I'm not going to make it, am I? They're not going to allow me to serve on jury with the gig that we do here, are they?
Wisconsin does not have a media exception.
I'm not trying to get out of it. I think doing jury duty is your civic duty. I'm all for it. But I'm kind of disappointed. I don't think I'm going to make it through the
sure, when they start realizing what the Mila doctrine is when it comes to a lot of this stuff, well, yeah, you will be excluded.
If they ask me a question about something that I have a very passionate feeling about, I'm going to be honest. I will tell them.
Mr. Mila, what are your feelings about capital punishment?
I think it should be done quickly and more often. When you're convicted, you got 30 days for an appeal. 30
I'm
days,
in favor
and then
of
you're
it for a judge who doesn't dismiss me from jury duty. As a matter of fact, Your Honor.
Well, the reason I bring this up is there's a case that is in our news that caught my attention, and I got to ask a couple questions here because I'm not familiar with what happened.
Oh boy, here we go.
Yes, it's the Rory McKellips case.
Rory McKellips, who's a very well known girls basketball coach.
Okay.
Coached at Mosinee High School for years, led the team to state championships, had one of the best girls basketball programs.
Everybody knows him. Everybody loves him.
He was accused of having an inappropriate sexual relationship with a player.
This was after he had left Mosinee. He was in Athens.
So one of his girls that he coached accused him of.
Now, this case went to trial. He was found not guilty on that charge. Of course, there's a difference between not guilty and innocent.
Yes.
The jury could have decided there was not enough evidence.
Okay.
One of the things at trial was whether or not he keeps his private area shaved or not shaved.
Yeah, that's the issue that I'm like, okay.
But the allegations that he and his wife lied about it.
Okay,
that the victim, the alleged victim that he had a sexual relationship with, testified
that things were
and he and his
schmood.
Wife testified somewhere else. And,
uh-huh.
and since then, though, guys that he works with at this paper
is the point
mill
I'm getting to.
Say that, you know, what he said at trial is not true. He said, after our shift, we have a locker room. We shower off and clean up as we're leaving work at the end of the day. We've seen that he's not the way he described himself.
So they are calling, in this perjury trial case, they're calling witnesses, guys that he worked with, they calling them to testify that they were eyeballing his junk.
No.
Well, in so many words.
No. Yes, that's exactly what they're going to have to do. They're going to have to come up and say, yeah, you know, I looked.
First of all,
this is exactly what they're saying.
I can't imagine that community shower situations are common now. I mean, don't most showers, even if it's all guys, like in a locker room, don't most showers have stalls or what have you?
Well,
no,
they
not
really?
At the schools.
No, not here. I mean, I don't know. Tom and I shower after the show,
right?
And
after a hard day behind these flaming hot microphones, need to clean up. Right?
Man's got
to
relax, and I'm just finding this to be an awkward circumstance. Obviously,
you think?
This is awkward all the way around, but I would not want to be called as a witness and say,
did you shower with this man?
Yeah. Can you tell me whether or not his manscaping was done, mm-hmm. And I'm like, no, I'm not.
There is another unusual part of this story. When he was first arrested at the paper mill, this was in the police report.
Yeah.
He immediately threw his cell phone into a vat of hot paper making material.
Which, of course, he said was an accident.
As the police arrived.
Of course, it had a lot of the evidence on it.
You think?
It was an accident.
Oh, it was a complete and total accident. Well, how old was the alleged victim here? Teenager?
16, 17, something
Not of age at the time.
Not of age, close to it. Was it determined this was a consensual circumstance?
The girl's parents found out about the case and went to police.
Okay,
according to the law, it is never a consensual
circumstance. I understand that, but the...
Was it forcible? No, it was not forcible.
Okay, it was not forcible. All right.
It was just stupid.
I have, no. No, it was worse than stupid. There is no excuse, none.
Oh, I agree.
For an adult in an authority position to have any kind of relationship with his student.
Particularly the coach, if it's a man who is coaching female athletes or what have you.
Nope.
But, I mean, in fairness, he was found not guilty of those charges.
But the court of public opinion is sometimes more powerful than the court of law.
Of course. And this brings up a very good point. You know, you've heard the phrase, you know, you need to avoid the appearance of evil.
Yes.
Okay, anyone that is in this type of a position where he is a chaperone for a school trip, a coach to a athletic team, you must do everything you can.
You have to err on the side of
absolutely.
It can't appear to be that way. Right.
Coach, can I come in and talk to you? Yes, you can.
Leave the door open. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, exactly right. Sure. And make sure the lights are on. Make sure that, did you tell my secretary you're coming in here that she knows? Or did you? Yeah, okay, that's fine. That's what I'm saying. You have to go above and beyond to avoid anything like this happening. Because even if nothing happened, the fact that he is accused and put on trial has, like you said, the court of public opinion, we're done. We know what happened. We're done. And then I just wanted to make sure I understood what you were talking about, that they are actually having his coworkers having to come in and testify about his manscaping.
Yeah, that's what it's about.
Good God, that's got
to
be.
Send that one to your friends in Florida and see what they think.
You know, I might. I might throw that one
up
there on the national.
I'm surprised that Conan or somebody hasn't picked up on this yet for one of the
national shows. I think I'm going to load this up on my national connection and see if it sticks. No pun intended. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. Oh, yeah, we're coming back, but we're not talking about manscaping. I guarantee you that.
Football is back. Having your buds over to watch the games. Camaraderie, high-fiving, throwing down a cold one and celebrating every score. The same guys every game, every week. Hot dripping cheese and bodily fluids ruin the upholstery. An antique coffee table. Spousal tension. Ugly divorce. Drinking heavily. Meth habit drains your savings. Sour body odor and belligerent attitude builds. You alienate coworkers and literally pee on a client. You're fired and withdraw. Pull the shades. Lie naked on the floor, chanting the names of your favorite childhood stuffed animals over and over. Your body covered in newspapers. Undiscovered for months. Sparing yourself from the pain of knowing that your team didn't even make the playoffs. But for now, you can shop for everything you need for football Sundays. From microwave nachos in a helmet to 5-pound bags of extreme meatballs. Making life a little easier. Shop at Kresge's Corner Market.
The News, Talk, and Packers Station. News Talk 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.